Come close. It's a drinking session. Bring out your bottle. You don't know how to bring it like this. Listen. Where is Harry? Harry or Chidera? Go and back me up on this thing. Quickly. Give him the other mic. You will see what will happen here now in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Wait. Have you been drunk in your life before? That's why you need to be drunk. When they came out of the upper room, there is only one way you can explain that kind of activity. They say that these men are filled with new wine. What are you filled with? What have you drank? If it's the one they drank, then it will do something to you. Now wait. Take your bottle up like this. It's a spiritual bottle. Close your eyes as the Holy Ghost fills your bottle for you. Because you are going to drink. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Pray in the next 5 minutes. Ask him. I am tired of where I am. Feel. No, close your eyes. Lift up your bottle. See the Holy Ghost, see the Jesus. See him. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Where is Harry? Back me. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Shakataya! Shabia! Another measure.
Another 1,000. equals another 1,000. Somebody think.
Why is my body?
come and me drunk. Increase my bottle. Another measure. Holy Ghost. Another measure. Holy Ghost. Another 1,000. In Jesus. Mighty.
You can be seated if you can. You can be seated. Is hot wine. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Another measure. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Another 1,000. The glory of God is hanging in this place.
Holy Ghost, another 1,000.
Come. Lead us through the rivers. Lead us. Lead us. Overwhelm us through the rivers. We have not been here before, Jesus. Lead us. Lead us. The glory of God is in this place.
Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. 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 Another measure. Kai. Salahapata. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Hey. Another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000. Oh my God, another measure. Oh, 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 oh. Shabahatakata. Another measure. Oh. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, another measure. Holy Ghost, another 1,000.
Car. Oh my God.
Another measure, oh, Holy Ghost, another 1,000.
I believe many of you are feeling that way. It seems as if you are plugged into electricity and you are charging. I said somebody saw, he saw here, and people were, they are like power banks in different capacities. Some of them are as large as standing refrigerators, and they were plugged. They were charging. 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 Like Rabbi is charging now. Sometimes you ask, change my butt, change my butt. The former one, when I drink it before, I will be intoxicated. This time, if I drink it, you know they do me. Change my butt, change my butt. The capacity of my bottle is no more intoxicating me. Are you sure you drank anything? In Jesus' name. So, you know, this man is a drunkard. Anytime he comes on this thing, he finds a way to feed us something. So, stop playing, eh? So that we'll be able to do something. In the next 20 minutes, join me. Amen. We have a lot to cover, and we are still continuing on the Rabbi. Are you sure you will use that your left hand? You are feeling any part of your body is now numb. You know what it means to be numb? Seem as if there is no blood in it. It's no more moving. You can't move it by your own will. Raise your other hand. If it's this hand, raise the left hand. If it's left, raise the right. If it's happening on your legs or anywhere, just raise your hand. Raise your hand. Be fast. Be fast. Let's identify you. 1, 2, 3. Amen. Okay. Today actually is a memorable event. As we are here, my father in the Lord and our spiritual covering is celebrating his 43rd birthday. Hallelujah. So our own cake is ready.
So we will do celebration here on his behalf. And it so happens that another person is celebrating with him, who is one of my special people. Wait first, don't clap. So there is cake and there is drink. And wait. Personally, I don't know, where is Elijah? How much popcorn is still remaining in your reservoir? Huh? 1,000. No, I mean, my guy there, he heard it with a business ear. You know, some of you didn't hear it well. He heard as a businessman. You know, so bring all of them now, and start sharing on behalf of the birthday celebration of our Father in the Lord. Start sharing from the sisters. Jesus. Sisters, I think you need to clap better now. High boy is not happy. Hey. So after now, maybe I will hand over to Chioma to continue, because she is the only prepared person today. Are you not seeing the way she's there? Turn the camera to where she is. Let's clap now. Hey, my God. That's the problem with people like me. I want to celebrate birthday, I will forget the clothes to wear. Because I'm always coming for war. I'm always coming for battle. It's just like telling people like Ugochukwu to lead praises or lead. Before you know it, you will enter warfare. You know? And all that. And he's getting skilled in warfare. I have gone to many battles with him, and there is little casualty. He's getting very good in this thing, and there is actually an anointing that came on him last weekend. Do you know the name of that anointing? It's called gladness. You don't know what it means. That's the name of the anointing. If you give somebody and he doesn't want to collect, leave the person now. There is somebody I'm looking at now. You gave the person, he doesn't want to come and give the my guys in Sabo. If these ladies are doing, if you off this light and remove the people here, if you see the way everybody will become normal, his camera. Has he finished? He didn't reach everybody. Now, wow. Okay. Chukwune, I think you will manage. No, be so. Because even me, I'm not happy with you. There is no smoke on your body. And the reason is because there is no fire. I know you understand what I'm saying. So let's continue. Where did we stop? Operations. Did we touch anyone at all? Okay, number one. Now, why not show me? I need to explain what we mean by operation. Are you with me? Now, this is what we mean by operation. An operation is how God chooses to do something. Are you getting the point? So by operation of the voice of God, this is typically what I mean. For example, somebody here might be praying to God and seeking for God's voice concerning a matter, God's opinion. And then because of the way you grew up, maybe somebody like one of my sisters here that grew up in maybe cherubim and seraphim or Sabbath or whatever. You know, it must be prophecy. It must be vision. Are you getting the point? That is the orientation you have as a result of where you are groomed spiritually. Guess what? God can decide not to speak to you through that way. So these operations, which is principally the mode or the means, the method. It's either you say mode, you say means, or you say method that God chooses to speak. And these things are left to his sovereignty. Principally. But mostly they are also left to prevailing circumstances around your life. Are you with me? Raymond. Find Mike. Let's find out whether Raymond heard what I said. Kai. No, no, no. Oga, come and sit down now. Somebody cannot joke with you again. I think the mic is even under you. But you are too... Amen. Are you getting the point I'm trying to... So if you grew up in that kind of setting where everything is visions and prophecy, anytime God wants to speak or you expect God to speak, fundamentally, mostly you will be expecting him to speak through that mode. Is it not true? Now, I'm trying to tell you that God is not limited to that one mode, actually. Are you getting the point? Now, there are things that affect how God, the mode he takes. One of them is that he can decide. I need to tell you that he can decide to speak any way he wants. But also, beyond that, you need to understand that God speaks, chooses a mode dependent on the prevailing circumstances. This is what I mean. If you grew up in that kind of prophetic setting, more often than not, God will speak to you through visions and revelation. Because he can't go beyond your faith. He can't go beyond your revelational knowledge of Christ. There are people that grew up in a setting where it's only Bible study. You know, that number one holiness church. You know that one? That one. That's the one. If you grew up in that kind of church, more often than not, you would expect God to speak to you through the Bible. Is it not true? So those guys read the scriptures and expect God to speak through the scriptures. Now, for them, as far as they are concerned, God has not spoken if he has not spoken through the scripture. Are you getting the point? So more often than not, instead, because of God's mercy and understanding of our limitations as human beings, you know, sometimes we box ourselves into one corner because of the doctrines that we have received, thinking that God can only speak through one method. Huh? But out of his mercy, because he knows that many of the things we do, we are not doing it because we want to, but we are doing it because that was the way we were taught. So he can continue to speak to us through that means. Are you getting the point? So for you that is coming from that kind of church now, God will mostly speak to you through the scriptures. But as you begin to advance, you will now see certain possibilities. Sometimes you will now dream and see certain visions. But you will be afraid to tell your pastor. Because that kind of vision, they have not never taught it in Bible study. How can you be telling your pastor that thing? He will say, what's your name? Remind me your name again. Huh? Israel, where are you going? You have started listening to these people. They will start suspecting you. Are you getting the point now? Then if you are coming from the people that are giving to visions, no matter if you say you God told me, they will say, eh? When did you have the vision? You say he told me when I was doing Bible study in the morning. You say they will just push you one side. As far as they are concerned, God cannot speak and is authentic except he adds a spectacular dimension. Like when I met Doug the first time, he said, God has not spoken to me. When we did analysis, we found out God speaks. The only thing is that Doug wants an angel to arrive like this and say, Dr. Inez or somewhere, I am Gabriel and I am come. Are you getting the point? So an operation here is how God chooses to manifest, chooses to walk,
chooses to administrate. Let me show you from the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I just want to show you what an oppression is. Are you getting the point? So when you know all these things, you can actually know that many of the time God is speaking, but you have been so given to one oppression of the voice of God that you are no more willing to accept any other oppression. Are you getting the point now? Meanwhile, you need to know that there are many. There are churches, if you tell them that you had vision, they will throw it away. For example, you have in a vision, you saw somebody you want to marry. And then some churches, some denomination will tell you, as far as they are concerned, God can never show you your wife through visions and prophecy, that a prophet cannot prophesy. That is imbalanced. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is imbalanced. That is not balanced. God can choose any means. That is why I'm trying to teach you so that you will be correct. With me, that is the difference between normal teaching and apostolic teaching. My target is not to impress you. My target is to put foundations so that anywhere you appear, you are correct. Are you getting the point? The city, the eternal city, was built in such a way that it has the dimensions are equal. It is four square. One of the churches, denominations that have the best names on earth is four square. Meaning that the length is the same thing with the breadth. You don't overextend one dimension simply because you have more revelation along that line. No, you will meet error. Are you getting the point? The depth is the same thing with the height, is the same thing with the length, is the same thing with the width. Are you with me? So God can show you your wife through a prophet, can also show you through the scripture. But more often than not, the reason why we emphasize the more sure word of prophecy, as I told you, is that that is the standard. We use the scriptures to standardize any other oppression. Are you with me? Okay. Now concerning verse 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Verse 2. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols. One of these days we teach on spirituals. It's just that I want us to be grounded on other matters. Because when we start teaching the spiritual, the supernatural will break out. We have ascended to the energy level in the spirit that literally anything can happen through your life now. I say you can raise the dead. Me, I'm telling you, you can raise the dead. And anytime I start telling somebody something like this, then there is a dead that is coming you need to raise. And he covers. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. I am tempted to explain this thing. I am really tempted, but I will leave it. Somebody pray for me so that I will leave it. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse. Kai. Help me, Holy Ghost. And that this scripture is speaking about speaking. The scripture, the text is speaking about speaking. So the fundamentals, the landing point from which Paul began to teach on the spiritual is majorly on the utterance dimension of the spiritual. That is why he said, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit. So it's about the speaking. That is to show you that as far as the spirituals is, what is the spirituals? Spiritual gifts. If you check verse 1, let's see verse 1. Let me show you something. You see that the word gift is inside a bracket. That is to show you that it is not necessarily there in the original translation. Are you with me? If it is in your own Bible, it will be in italics. So the major thing there is spiritual. Now, the one writing this is trying to tell you that fundamentally the most productive of all the spiritual is the utterance gift. That is why, are you with me? You have noticed that as far as this move is concerned, the ones that have experienced the most of God's grace upon their life is the one that is blessed with the utterance gifts and utterance grace. Just check the major people that God is using now. They have grace on their lips. That is to show you. The question you ask yourself, why is it that God is interested in utterance? Because utterance, God is interested in the gift that blesses the highest amount of people per time. Are you with me? What did I say? God is interested in the gift that blesses the highest number of people per time. And what is those kind of gifts? The kind of gifts are utterance gifts. For example, the gift of power is in these days that you notice that the gift of power can get 100 wishes. But even then, there is still out of 100 people that were gotten out of wheelchair, in that kind of congregation, there is 1,000 or 2,000 people, or even 10,000 people that didn't need healing. Are you getting my point? But they were edified as a result of utterance. So the purpose of the spiritual is edification. So God is more interested in the spirituals that have the capacity to edify the most. Now all of them can edify, but the ones that edify the most are the utterance gifts. I don't want to go further than this, or we'll shift to another teaching. Let me see verse 3. Therefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Verse 4. Now, there are diversities of gifts. If your Bible is your own, underline diversities of gifts. If it's not your own, don't write on somebody's Bible. Be careful. Berente kota sosala hatai. Zizagabatania Leferis Zusata Catalia. Mahana Hata Kataya Zusalaba. Where is your Bible? How can you sit before me without a Bible? So if a Bible is your own, to save time, underline diversities of gifts. The key word there in the phrase is what? Diversities. Are you with me? Diversity. By diversity, you know what we mean. Whenever you see the Spirit, are you with me? Now, it said diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now, to show you that there is possibility of diversity even in unity. Are you with me, sister? It is the same Spirit, but once and when the gifts are manifest, there is possibility of diversity. Anytime the Spirit is involved, the work of the Spirit fundamentally will get us towards unity. Are you with me? Actually, as a matter of fact, in the body of Christ, real unity is in the Spirit. What did I say? Real unity is in the Spirit. Let's say it again. Real unity is in the Spirit. Let's say it the third time. Real unity is in the Spirit. Everybody, let's say it again. Real unity is in the Spirit. Never forget this. Unity is not necessarily in doctrine. Unity is not necessarily in many things. Unity is in the Spirit. And in the Spirit, we mean the focus, the target, the purpose. There are many things about the Spirit. So, the two of us can be praying now. Part of the things that grants us a lot of power in Revival Hub here is because our prayer meetings are unified in the Spirit. Even when somebody comes outside, it's only a matter of time. He will begin to pray the way we pray and pursue what we are pursuing in prayer. Are you getting the point? So we can come, and many people come with their needs, all kinds of things. But if you stay here long enough, you will find we'll begin to pursue one thing. That is unity in the Spirit. Are you getting the point? That is one aspect, actually. Then when the Holy Spirit begins to work, he has the capacity to unify our purpose and our agenda. We begin to go towards one direction. So there is no possibility of getting unity physically if there is no unity in the spirit. So when you gather people physically and they are going one end and they are not unified in the spirit, what you have is union. So after me, union. Actually, union is not exactly the same thing as unity. You know that thing, doctors, that thing you contest, what you have there is union. You can never have the name as unity. It's not possible. What we have is what? Union. Because in there are many people looking for many agenda. Some people came there to collect money. Some people came there to help. Some people came there for their ego. There are many reasons why they came. But even though we are men and female, came from everywhere, all kinds of things, but all of us are pursuing the kingdom. There is only one place that can be made possible. It is in the spirit by the spirit. What did I say? In the spirit by the spirit. What did I say? The and then the same thing. Huh? Let's not go there. So the next verse. And there are differences in administrations, but the same Lord. So when you check this, and there are diversities of operation, when you check these three things, there are what we see now: gifts, administrations, and operations. One is given specifically to the Spirit. The other is given to the Lord. Who is the Lord? The Christ. The other is given to God and the Father. Are you getting the point? So it's simple. Now, he said, and there are diversities of operation. I don't want to explain the other one because it will take me time. But it is the same God which worketh all in all. Underline the word operations and work. So for you to understand it, we might have to come from the back. And coming from the back, we will have to focus on the word work. What did I say? What? Is there any other way to pronounce it? Akuma Bahanda Katas. There is a sister that speaks Queen's English. She has not arrived. Do you know the sister? She normally sits this side. God will help us. So the focus here is work. Now, if we begin to analyze this verse from work, it will help us to understand it better. So that means God is working. Say, God is working. So if God is working, he is saying that, remember now, his work, and he can choose how to work, is left to him. Are you getting the point? So let me literally explain what I mean. This operation of God is, one thing is certain, when you begin to seek God and God is supposed to speak, he will come. But how he will come is left to him. Are you getting the point? How he is going to come is left to him. That is what is called oppression. So you say, God, speak to me concerning my career. Speak to me, speak to me. If I sleep this night, I want to see the vision. You have prayed that prayer. I know many of you have prayed it. If I sleep this night, I want to, oh God, I want to sleep. Come and encounter me in my dreams. God will be telling you, wake up and encounter me. You are saying, I want to sleep and encounter you. He's telling you, wake up and encounter me. I am in the scriptures. Cry. Wake up. You are looking for, every time you sleep, you are expecting to have one encounter and all the dream. You have summarized all of God's method in that your nonsense dreams. That's why Satan have started manipulating your dreams. There are people that will never take step until they see it in their dream. Even when they are reading the scripture and the Holy Ghost will be picking one aspect of the scripture, they will still want to dream it. But because you are Joseph. I have seen many people like that. And because of that, it is very easy for Satan to manipulate you. So if you are coming from certain sort, and you see, this is the challenge of men. Men are given to being inquisitive. So they will like to know what they don't know, even when it doesn't profit them much. That is why false prophets are proliferating everywhere. Many of the times they reveal to you what is correct, but the spirit is wrong. Are you getting the point? So they will come and tell you, I see you, promise, I see you, I see you, I see you as a millionaire, and God is using you. Meanwhile, since the last 6 months, God has been telling you in your heart, you have been, it's not as if he's telling you, you have been having an impression in your heart. You have been having an impression in your heart that it's possible God will use me in the final. But you are, you just, who am I now? Who am I to be having this kind of impression? Who am I? You'll be having impression. In, see this thing. See this thing this young man of God is doing. I will use you like that. He said, Kai, Kai. Can be me. Me that is even a lady. Kai. Bind you spirit. There are some people that are talking to you. Start looking at Ugochukwu and all those. Until one prophet will come and stand like this. I see the call of God on your life and you now believe. You are immature. Grow up. Grow up. If you continue walking like that, the days will come where your convictions will not be strong. Because all the things that you have built your life with, is sourced externally. But the truth is that the knowledge of God that will form the foundation of your walk with God cannot be outsourced. What did I say? It cannot be what? You have to seek God for yourself. So if you have not learned how to seek God, you are late. You have to seek God for yourself. So as good as those ones are, you stand on it. Are you with me? And seek God until he begins to impress in your own heart. Because a day will come where everything will be dark. It will even seem as if what is happening in your life is the opposite of what they prophesied over you. Are you getting the point now? The only way you can survive is that impression that is in you. Even though things are going bad. Has it happened to you before? Things are going bad, but something in you is still telling you, just stay, just keep. There is no way you can explain it in the natural. Even some of the prophets that prophesy to you will be telling you, oh boy, the way where would they look this thing? Adjust to make your season no pass. Because when they prophesy by the spirit. But when they finish, they became human beings. And they started looking at the matter. Have you? They started looking at the matter as human beings. And they now advised you as men that you need to really put this revelation and prophecy in context so that you'll be able to understand. The only thing that will make you survive is this one. I say I've passed this stage. There were seasons in my life. One of the I've made. See, the things I teach you is the things that God has passed me through. I'm not saying I've known everything, but I speak as a man that have received mercy from God to be correct. At least for these few seasons that I've worked with him. And you cannot be correct if you don't know how to do this. There were dark days in my life. Somehow I managed to get it correct. Not just one, because the thing about this accuracy is that there can be at least 7 matters in your life, 3 matters in your life at the same time. And accuracy in one is threatening accuracy in 2. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes accuracy in 2 is threatening the accuracy in 3. 2 things have already set itself up, but it's just remaining 1. And you know you can't run with just that two. You need the third one to align. Are you getting the point now? How many of you have been here? That's why this thing is a dynamics. It's not just God spoke to me. God speaks to you through dreams and vision. God speaks and then you go. That's why you are like this. They have been teaching you that thing. You are not able to take it to practice. Because there is something you have to receive from God to be able to teach the organics. Something people can relate with and apply. Any way, anyhow, anytime. They can be able to extract the voice of God and live by it. So you reach the point, even the people that were my counselors, normally in my life, they are always correct, but they were wrong. How did I know? Something inside me is telling me, Edu, wait, wait. And in case I forget, anytime you are not sure about a matter, don't act. What did I say? That's because I will possibly forget it. Write it bold. Go and write it in your room, wherever your eye will be seeing something well. Anytime you are not sure about a matter, don't act. You are not sure, don't act. See, I know that there is a price for clarity. Are you with me? Now, sometimes God can come in a meeting and speak. And many things, are you getting the point? But the clarity in the voice, there is a price for it. Are you getting the point? How many of you? You have heard, and God will say, I will use you. And he came again and said, I will use you as a prophet. I will use you as this one. Has it not happened to you, Cynthia, everyone? The question now is how? How many of you? How? There is a price to know that clarity. Because anybody can pick, God will use you. The real matter is how. So it is in the clarity that the power of your destiny begins to come out. Because that's where everybody fails. So when you see people walking in the clarity of their destiny and calling, it will seem as if they are superhuman. How does this guy know what to do, how to do, when to do? Are you getting the point? So those my elders now advised me as humans to do it like this. I will not tell you that thing because it might distract you. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. So we have been able to lay down the foundations of oppression. So the number one oppression of God that I listed here is, that is how God can choose to speak to you, is intuition. 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 I will suggest that many of you should get that book by Watchman Nee, The Spiritual Man. Just volume 1, leave 2 and 3. Huh? Leave 2 and 3. From my experience, I've gone through it well. The 2 and 3 is not, you will confuse yourself. You need to read 1 for long before you. The 1 is the, I don't know. I think he wrote 1 with a different spirit than 2 and 3. Are you with me? I say, well, you can choose to read. You know, some people read and then they are wasting their time reading. Like as one of my guys here, he's reading one rubbish. And in his own opinion, he is reading. He's making progress, yes, but he's making progress backwards. I know you don't like me. I have to tell you this thing, so I will save you. Don't go and pack your library with rubbish book. If they ask you, you'll be showing your library. Say, I have books. That book will not help you anywhere. When you begin to walk with God, you will find that none of those books helped you. How many of you have read those kind of books? Now your life has become serious. None of them can help you. It's a proof that there is not much substance there. And you are seeing somebody that is pointing you where to go. Huh. The reason why we are here is that a few people pointed us out. My reverend those days I was in campus told me, see Andrew Murray, go and read him. Because those days I was fasting and seeking all kinds of, he knew the way I was praying and fasting,
that I will hit power. So he told me, go to Andrew Murray, because Andrew Murray is one of the best writers I've seen on character, on the fundamentals of the Christian faith. He's the one that taught me with Christ in the school of prayer, with Christ in the school of obedience. These are books. The Inner Chamber. I took all his books, 70% of them, cleared it. Nobody just arrived. I'm warning you, if you like, don't read. Be carrying empty head and be moving around. I'm saying, God, speak to me. Some of the things he's going to say is in a book. Is in a message. You are lazy. You can't get anything. Give me 15 more minutes. 15 more minutes. Because the way we are moving now, he wants to make me to. This thing I just said, he was playing the thing. You don't know how all trance works. It's a strange stuff. When you want to speak, it will seem as if you are seeing the words like this. I know you don't believe it. Not with your physical eyes, you will be seeing it, and then you'll be saying it. That is why if you want to say it, just because I'm saying it, if you want to say it, you will mess up yourself. You can only do that by the Spirit. Yes. I was speaking with my sisters, and they were telling me my messages that I preached in 2017 and before then. If you listen to it, all I will be saying there is M. You have listened to it now. You listen to all my views. It's M. It's not as if I don't know anything, no. But to be saying it at the spur of the moment, all these things I'm saying, you think you can say it the same way I'm saying it? Come and take the mic and continue. You would have looked at your jotter 20 times. And sometimes, as I was teaching my sister, part of the deliverance God gave her in her teaching is to stop looking too much on your jotter. Just is good to be guided. Like, I'm very well guided. But part of the reason why people look at jotter is because they are lazy to study. And they are lazy to pray. Sometimes when you are through with studying, pray it inside your heart. And then do a combination of head and heart. Is a tough place to get to. That's why if you try it now, you'll be doing so it's good. But over time, walk towards it. Are you getting the point? See the way I'm speaking small, you think it's even easy. I say, I'm telling you this thing so you know God helped me, so he can help you too. Amen. So, where did I stop now? Intuition. The reason why I suggested Watchman Nee is that there is some of us that were with me in my church at Obuneze. I taught this thing there. Is it not true? I drew the graph. I used a triangle to draw it. That there is the interaction of the dimensions of the spirit of a man, that there is intuition here, there is communion or fellowship here, and then there is conscience here. I know you don't get it, so there is no need. Let me just say what, because if I start explaining, the way you are looking at me will not leave. Just know that the spirit of a man has three dimensions: fellowship, intuition, and conscience. That's enough. Now, the intuition is the information organ of your spirit. The information organ. So it is simple. What does it mean? If God wants to relate some information through your spirit, which dimension does he contact? Say your intuition. So, for example, some of the things that people call impressions are intuitions. Actually, this is the fundamental way that the Holy Spirit relates information to a recreated human spirit. On this aspect, beyond the fact that you are studying Watchman Nee, let me suggest another author. I think I'm seeing one of his books there. E.W. Kenyon. These two guys understand the hidden man the most. That is the inner man. In fact, many of the teachings of E.W. Kenyon, he so much emphasized on the power of the recreated human spirit. In my own opinion, are you with me? In my own opinion, there are few people that understands the power and the nature of the soul more than Watchman Nee. And there are few people that understand the nature and the power of the spirit more than E.W. Kenyon. So, are you with me? This is after many years of study, I'm telling you now. Both of them made emphasis to these two. But when you study them well, you will see the area of their specific grace. And the reason why Watchman Nee is actually more fundamental and powerful is because the battlefield is in the mind. So no matter what is happening in the spirit, it can be messed up in the mind. Actually, the only thing that you can remember functioning with is the one that finally came to your mind. Are you getting the point? So as powerful as the spirit is, it can be encased in the mind or the soul. So people like Watchman Nee will tell you that there is a need for the breaking of the outer man of the flesh so that the spirit can be released. But when you study people like E.W. Kenyon, he will tell you that you don't know the powers that the recreated human spirit carried. That is carrying the same power that the spirit with which it is now in fellowship with carries. Are you getting the point now? So your spirit recreated is in union with the Holy Spirit, carrying the same power, carrying the same essence, carrying the same possibility. Now, this is how intuition works. Are you with me now? Intuition works like there are many examples that is coming. I'm trying to find out the one that the Holy Spirit will want me to use. Okay, yeah, let's use this. Intuition works the way electric iron works. Many of you have seen electric iron before. You know, this your cloth can be rumpled. Then you bring the iron in contact with your cloth, then plug it. As long as that iron is charged, it will be making impressions on your cloth. Are you getting the point? Then you will say, I feel like fasting for 3 days. Echinedu, has it not happened to you? You can't even explain why. I just feel like fasting for 3 days. Do you know what happened? Say electric iron, hot, is left, and then you felt it. And then because your mind was carried along, it was able to interpret the action. Maybe subsequently you will be able to understand the why of the action. But I need to tell you that fundamentally when the voice of God comes, it's not coming for you to know the why. In fact, don't be too interested in the why. You will be late in application. The voice comes for you to obey. If there is any question you should ask, ask the how. Leave the why first. What did I say? Ask the how. Leave the why. You are not writing. Ask the how. Leave the why for now. So God doesn't owe you so much obligation on the why. of his voice, the obligation he owes you is to the how. Are you with me? Even then, you still need to ask, how do I do this thing now? Are you getting the point? God told you, go and take over your family for me. You are now saying, why are you sending me, Lord? You are not wise yet. You know what will happen? Continue asking that question. Asking it until your child will come to your age and say, God, how? Because the question that you should ask now is how, not why. Do you know the reason why Zechariah was struck dumb? His question was tending towards why. Even though it seems as if him and Mary asked the same, it's not the same. Mary's question is how. The interpretation of Mary's question is what? How. The interpretation of Zechariah's question is why. So when you ask the mortals why, they will strike you dumb. Sometimes they will no more use you, but you will see it manifest. And the day it will manifest, you begin to talk. It will not be your story. So your question now is, how can these things be? See, now, my lady, how can we do this matter? I asked how for long ago. Because I looked at myself. Me, I checked myself. Look at me now. I'm not one of the people that you will normally like. Me, I know. I know you don't like me, so. Not be so. Huh? But I don't care now. You have not noticed. The reason why I've been able to help you at all is because you don't like me. And me too, I don't like this version of you. That is the one we are looking for. And that one is coming small, small. And that one is liking me small, small. I've noticed. But the one I met 2 years ago, and the one of 1 year ago, me and that one, we don't like each other at all. Not be so, Victor. Huh? Even the one of last year doesn't like me. I don't care. Udo, I know you, the one, he doesn't like me. Unfortunately, I don't care. It makes me very happy. Because it is a proof that I'm really doing work. It's a shame if everybody likes you. It's a shame. It means that you are not doing anything useful. Hallelujah. So you understand what intuition is. It is the Holy Spirit communicating to your human spirit. What did I say? It is the Holy Spirit what? Communicating to your human spirit. Intuition is the Holy Spirit communicating to your human. Now, I would prefer you use the word recreated human spirit, emphasizing the fact that this kind of communication is essentially for those that has been born again. Who's that? Hi. Oku dili. Jenyelu nwanne ga aka akwụkwọ na Bible ozugbo. Solomon kele ebe ọ nọ kwa ebe. Kele ndị ọrụ ifte. No. God must come to Rift. Whether that program, as powerful as it is not the end. We just opened window. Woe unto you people if you allow it to close. We'll come and hold another program. We'll hold another one. But I'm telling you, it's not about program. Daniel. Just one program you had. All of you are still recovering from that program since 2 weeks. Meanwhile, nka anya follow. Odikwa mma.
I want her boss say if you're not kitty. Wahala for who no understand Igbo language. Amen.
So I will not. Or should I? Okay, let me buttress more on this, because do you know why I need to buttress more? As a believer, this is mostly the way the Holy Spirit will be speaking to you. Intuition. Sometimes intuition. The Holy Spirit speaks a lot through this mode. Sometimes you say, I feel like. What does it mean by I feel like? Say intuition. So what it does is to communicate with your human spirit. And the communication can take different different paths. Are you getting the point? Sometimes you can feel displeasure. You will think you are the one that is feeling the displeasure. Meanwhile, you are not the one. It's the Holy Spirit that is expressing his displeasure. Have you ever shook somebody's hands like this? And irrespective of how the person is, even without shaking the person, irrespective of how the person, even you are trying to like the person, but something in you is repelling it. There is a reaction from the spirit. Even the soul is making an attempt. The person can even see and say, oh darling. As he's saying darling, it will be as if the darling, something will be, is like needle. Oh, you have experienced this in it. The darling is sweet in the mouth, but his needle you are feeling in your spirit, in your heart. You are feeling needle. You can't explain it. Hey, my friend, run. What did I say? Run. If you like, continue. Huh? I'm here. I will do deliverance for you. If you like, continue. The testimony of the havoc that kind of alignment and relationship will cost you will take away 5 or 10 years of your life. I know some of you don't know. There are certain relationships you have. It will add 3 years to you, add 5 years to you. People will look at you and know that you are living ahead of your mate. I know. I don't want to say this, but you can live ahead of your mates. It's people like Chris Oyakilome came to final year in campus and told his classmate that he's actually 10 years ahead of them. Many years later, he apologized and said he's actually 20 or more years ahead. Yes, it's true. Don't you know? When you pray the way we are praying, I've told you people, you are gaining time. You are gaining years. Because some of those prayers we are making is prayers that would take 10 years intercession to deal with. You notice that you are breaking into those things after 6 months. Do you know? Oh, let me use a typical example. Do you know how long it takes for you to have this type of conviction you have concerning the kingdom? You think it's only about teaching? Continue teaching people kingdom and even discipleship and things. As when you finish, I say I've seen this frustration. You finish teaching a lady everything, and one guy will come and kiss him on the forehead and the thing will wipe. Say wiper. I come a satire. If you want to smile, smile and like. It's not just about the ladies, even the guys. All this thing I'm teaching, Raymond. One damn say, have your mumu button. If you just send text message to you and you forget everything I said, just text message. He never call. My brothers, am I not saying the truth? There is somebody that will call you now.
If the damsel call you, Rabbi said it, when you see the call, your heart will start skipping. You will find one corner and balance. People like Dennis understand this thing. Kayakos! Oh my God. No, we'll fly. I come back in 10 minutes. Amen. So you can gain years, you can lose years because of relationships. So this is the way, the fundamental way. Because your spirit recreated is the place that the Holy Spirit, God, and God dimension. I don't want to go deep in this, my teachings, because it is not just God that tabernacles. There is what we call the person of the Spirit. There is what we call the structures of the Spirit. They are not the same. When you learn about the person of the Spirit, you need to learn the structures of the Spirit. Actually, the representation of the things that we have found in the holies of holies is beyond the testimony of the person that is domiciled in that kind of realm. But also about the structures. Self time is structures. That means a man that is educated in the structures of the Holy of Holies can actually know where you are in your progress in God and in fellowship by the structures that you interacted with. And these matters are organic in dimension. Are you getting the point? Now, in the new covenant, there is nothing like I'm in outer court, I'm in holies. No. Because of your understanding of the structures, the layout of the holy place, outer court and holies of holies, you already know the structures that is in a particular realm. So that when you touch one, you can know that this place I'm standing now is still outer court. Even though the power of God is manifest. Are you getting the point? Even though people are healed, I am still operating outer court. And you will not know these matters except you are educated in the structures of the Spirit beyond the person of the Spirit, because these are matters that form the shape of the organic dimensions of the Spirit's operation. So it has to be entered into by experience beyond the words you have read in your teachings and beyond the things that people have taught you. You can progress in God so much that you can come to a place that you will know that as any time I touch this in my progress in God, it will mean that I have alighted upon a place in God that is the holy place. I have come to a place in God that is the holiest of all. Some of you, the only way you think you have entered the holiest of all is maybe because you feel goose pimple. Is it not true? When you are doing worship, you now feel goose pimple. You will say, the presence of God is here. Not necessarily. Are you getting the point? Goose pimples is not necessarily the fact that you are in the holiest of all. So you need to understand the structures of the Spirit so that we know the facilities that are fundamentally domiciled in the holiest of all. There is only one place you can encounter those structures. Where? Holiest of all. So anytime you touch them, it will testify to the fact that you have made progress. And your ministry from this standpoint is no more outer court, is no more holiest of all. Holy place is the holiest of all. Are you getting the point? In the times of the old covenant, this operation is physical and natural. But in the new covenant, the operations of God are organic. The implication of it is that you are in trouble. That there is no way, the only thing I can do is to teach you how to enter. But in the learning of it, you have to seek God for yourself so that you will learn these organics. So that you will know the things you will touch. You will know that where I'm standing now is the holiest of all. And in that place, your interaction is face to face. Say after me, face to face. You don't even know what I meant by this. Say face to face.
So many people come and say they are beholding the glory of God. Meanwhile, they have not come into the holiest of all. I don't know what you are seeing. It's not the glory. There are many lights you can encounter. But the light in the holiest of all is Shekinah. It has the capacity to transform men. So, are you getting the point? So, the proof that you are doing business in the holiest of all consistently in practical dimensions is that there is transformation. Are you getting the point? So, a man that felt goose pimple and came back with his anger, came back, the person you refused to forgive, you felt goose pimple, came out from that place, and after your goose pimple, you didn't feel like forgiving the person. It is not the holiest you encountered. Because when you encounter the holiest, are you with me? That capacity to remain in your anger will be taken away from you. Have you been angry? Tired? Sometimes you are tired or angry. And then you fellowship with God to a point, and then you notice that the capacity to be angry was taken away from you. You touched the holiest of all. Somebody blessed. I think we need to stop intuition here or we will not leave. Let's see the problem. We have 9. It seems as if we will continue this teaching next year. This will be the longest lecture, but it's actually deep. What we are living is a repertoire of knowledge for the body of Christ. So it's beyond you now. Many years later, you will recommend this thing for people. Is beyond me. Because the reason why God does this is so that some of these matters we can rest on it. So somebody tells me, I'm struggling with masturbation. This demon is disturbing. I say, get deliverance ministry 1 to 6. Do everything that is there. Don't just listen to it. Act on those things consistently. It's over. There is no way you won't see a shift. Is it not true? Hallelujah. Amen. Number 2 is senses. 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 Sense now, sense now. Made equal sense. It's only people that know me that will know what I did now. Hey. Amen. Senses. Maybe let me use John chapter 3 verse 3 to just lay a foundation on this matter. Let's start from verse 1. John chapter 3. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
If you are not there, say wait for us. Daniel, are you there? We are waiting for you. Anoro, are you there? Are you there, my guy? Let me see now. Remind me your name again. Huh? This one you are smiling from one side of your mouth. Now big man smile be this one. Kumahabakai. So he said there was a certain man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Kai, this is tempting. There are dimensions of God that can operate in your life. It will become evidential beyond every shadow of doubt that you are helped by supernatural forces. Huh? Yes, you need to live that kind of life. That is the call of the believer. You live the natural, supernaturally. People are seeing you living normal life, but it has become obvious that there is so many things around you that they cannot explain. So people can explain everything about you. Let me leave that. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot what? See. Say after me, see.
See.
Say after me, see.
See.
This see now is beyond looking. I think the word for see, normal seeing, to look, is look is different from see. As far as the New Testament is concerned. Do you know? The word look is blipo in Greek. If you are told to look up, it will now be anablipo. That one is just to look. Huh? But this one, see, is more like calling your attention to detail. So it is not necessarily the looking of the eyes. Are you getting the point? So if you check this word well in the original text, what you will see is perceive. Say after me, perceive. So this is emphasizing the fact that the capacity to interact, perceive God and God dimension. Because the matters concerning God is encapsulated in the kingdom. So the expressions of God dimension has found in the kingdom. Are you with me? The scope, the circumference of the expression of God dimension is the kingdom. Anytime you see anything outside of the kingdom and they tell you it's God, it's not God. If it is God, that expression has to be within the circumference of what? The kingdom. It can't be beyond the kingdom. Huh? So if it operates beyond the circumference of the kingdom, then it's no more God, even if it is good. Have you seen somebody that did blood money to help his family from poverty? Huh? You have not. You have seen. It's just that you don't know. You don't know that that's what you are seeing. But Chibeze, you have seen. It's just that you don't know that that's what you are seeing. Are you with me? So that kind of good, huh, is without the circumference of the kingdom. And because of that, we that are kingdom people cannot reckon that as good from God's perspective. We can't reckon. That's one. So Jesus answered and said, I say, except a man be born again. This thing is talking about regeneration. Are you hearing me, Tolu? Hey. Look up. Let me teach you so that it's your spirit I'm talking to, because many of these things I'm saying is escaping your mind. But I've noticed that your spirit is responding faster than your mind. We don't have time. There's no time. You have noticed. This pressure God is putting on you is because there is no time. Past this season, you will see, you will understand this thing I'm telling you after that. That is an act of mercy that made the strike not to be called off. You know, people that are you with me? Many people that are out of alignment are begging for school to open. To do what? To continue the frivolity they are doing. It's because they don't have a personal altar. The only thing that is keeping them burning is that small fellowship they are doing in campus. On Sunday, they wear this thing and come and show themselves. School have closed. We found out you don't have anything. Instead of you to humble yourself and begin to seek God for yourself, because all your knowledge of God is as trust. Many fellowship presidents have entered into masturbation and pornography. Huh? They have forgotten God. To pray 10 minutes is wahala. They have not read their Bible in 1 week. Somebody is listening to me and he is the one I'm talking to. You need to repent. Your time is short. Come back to Jesus. And these people are planning to go back and continue administrating over people. And people will think that they are still something just because they have position. The judgment of God is coming on these people that are hearing me. All these fellowship executives and president that is living in sin and has refused to do something about it, God is coming to your campus with judgment. That revival you are praying for is not power, is judgment first. I know many people don't know. Revival, before any judgment will come first. That's why the spirit of judgment is the fundamental anointing that is upon Elijah. And John the Baptist is Elijah. He said, I'm come to prepare the way for the move of God. He said, I'm the voice in the wilderness crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight paths. Let the valleys be filled up and let the mountains be made low. No. Join me in another 10 minutes because he saw me fly and he want to take advantage of it so that we leave our teaching. No. We are doing well. Don't worry, we are doing well. We are doing well. Amen. So this word see is passive. Say after me, passive. And the scripture is trying to say, Israel, that for you to perceive God and God matter, God things concerning God, you have to experience something that is called regeneration. It is also trying to tell you that every man that is born again has received a fundamental capacity to perceive the things that is of God. Are you getting the point? So if you are born again and you are still struggling to perceive God, interact with God and the things of the kingdom, it is a proof that you are not born well. You know, some people, the process of their born again experience is too religious. What they experience is just the letter. They didn't touch the life. Because this one now that Jesus is talking about is the organics of regeneration. Say organics. If you have stayed with me enough, you should have taken time to understand the organic and organics and the living dimension. That is the fundamental grace I've received. Things eternal and things organic. That's where my grace is highest. Things what? Eternal. And things what? You know what it means? It means that when we have taught you, finished teaching you, we will now bring it down to how do we live this thing? Somebody said, I want to grow in stature. Oh God, I want to grow in stature. And he's still saying it. 5 years, he's still saying it. He's still small in stature. Something is wrong with that guy. Or something is wrong with what you are listening to. Because they told you many things. They didn't tell you the organics. You know the letter. You know the... But where is the organics? The one that is alive. That you'll be looking at yourself and you know that you are being dragged. How many of you have noticed that we have dragged Rabbi out? Rabbi that is a gentle young man. Your father will come and accuse me now that I've turned his son to another person. There is favor on you because you guys, we are many that came. Let me stop here because it's possible my guys might listen to me. He said he cannot see the kingdom. So say after me, perceive. Say after me, perceive. Say after me, perception. Better. Perception. Let's use the word. Say perception. Perception. So perception have to do with senses. And in this case, it is fundamentally spiritual senses. Write it down. Perception have to do with senses. And in this case now, spiritual senses. Perception have to do with senses. So when you are able to perceive matters, it is a proof that your spiritual senses are alive. Are you with me? So there are many perceptive senses. A few of them, I think my father in the Lord have done a few teaching on perception. He's one of the people that have a lot of insight on this matter. As the one he calls the knowing of revelation. Actually, when it comes to perception, this thing is not about gifts. Are you with me? I'm not saying the gifts of the Spirit. This is factory fitted capacity that is given to every believer. What did I say? Factory fitted capacity given to every believer. Let's say it again. I didn't hear you. So it means that if you're a believer, you should be able to function with this. So it's not spiritual gifts. And I need to remind you, all of you looking for spiritual gifts, so that if, are you with me? The anointing and spiritual gifts is structured in such a way, fundamentally, I've said it. The anointing is fundamentally structured in such a way that is unselfish. What did I say? Let's say it again. What does it mean? It means that, literally, with an example, justice, you can be sick, and with your healing anointing, you can raise cripples, and go back sick. You have heard these stories. Many of the healing evangelists died by sickness. People like Catherine Kuhlman, they say she will finish healing meetings and go back sick. With all those things happening, you need to know when the anointing comes on you sometimes, it suspends many things that is natural. When the glory descends on you. Sometimes when I stand here to minister, I will forget that I was tired. I will forget many things until I finish. And it will seem as if they will carry. That's why I don't entertain canceling all these things when I'm through. I know you are still young. You can be entertaining it. You know. Until they will send one karashika. Until they will send one karashika to you. Yes. Yes. Very charged. And when you finish ministering, the anointing is still on you. See that you say, "Daddy, and I don't know how to." You will carry your foolish hand and go and lay. It was Dr. Paul Enenche that said he went to a meeting. You have listened to that message. It's not a hidden, it's not a story. And he took his hand and laid on a man. He said his hand began to burn on the spot, right there, until he has to return the baggage that Satan injected. Think everybody that brought their head to lay hands is looking for deliverance. Some of them came to drain your anointing and inject you with an arrow. Stay there now. Some of them will intentionally take you to the regions of stress. Their target is not maybe spiritual arrow, or they will take you towards the regions of stress. And there is a way you'll be stressed out. You'll be vulnerable that night. The real attack is coming in the night. You are not with me. Let me stop. I'm giving you strategy. I say I'm a field man. There are people that teach without, they don't have field. They have not done IT, industrial training. Not to talk of 10 years experience on the job. All they are teaching, they are very intelligent in what their lecturers taught them. But they have never practiced. Practice. You will put many of your notebooks, you will put it somewhere and keep it. You will see it's not useful. Some of the things your lecturers are teaching you, there are people that is studying computer science and your lecturers don't know how to do coding. They can't code, but they are teaching you computer science. That's what you want to take the mountain of technology with. That thing your lecturer is teaching you, you are already in trouble. I say you are behind. Better go and get phone or laptop and start coding. This thing I'm saying is for somebody. You are waiting for when you graduate and they will give you one nonsense certificate. And you use your 2-1 and be looking for a job for 10 years. Woe unto you.
start coding. Your lecturer can't code. And that's what you want to carry out.
Let me leave it. This guy that wants to take me away, I leave you in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's get back to our teaching. Perception. Say perception.
Perception,
perception talks about the senses. So the way you have senses of the natural, you also have senses of the spiritual. People say that there are five senses, five spiritual senses. Many people have taught it, but in my own opinion, because are you with me? In my own opinion, there are as many senses as there are dimensions of the spirit. Because the reason why people are saying that there are five senses is that they are trying to interpret spiritual matters using the physical. But when you enter the spirit, is a different ballgame. Huh? But it's easy for you to use the five natural senses to interpret. So if you say it's five, be working with it. As long as it's working for you. Are you with me? I'm not here to put warfare. My own is that if you walk with the spirit long enough, you actually notice that there is more than five. Huh? This is organic. Are you with me? You will notice that there are more than five to perceive. As do you know how many dimensions the spirit have? It's too much. And for every dimension, you need an organ to interact with it. That organ in the spirit with which you interact with that dimension of the spirit is called a sense. Are you getting the point? So when you are brought to the regions of the spirit, you will see many matters, dimensions you need to interact with. And for everyone you interact with, there is something you need to interact with. Is it not true? What am I going to use now? Sister, remind me your name. Huh? Okay, close your eyes. What is the color of the television? What is the color on it? Tell us how beautiful it is. See, it's useless. You can open your eyes now. This thing is useless. Meanwhile, are you with me? As I'm talking about, tell me this thing. You are hearing. Are you not hearing? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I'm just trying to show you something. Though you are hearing, but according to this new dimension that the spirit is opening up to you, it is not hearing you need to interact with it. So for every new dimension that the spirit opens up for a man, there is an organ that you need to interact with it. And that organ is called a sense. Most times when people mature in God, many senses are opened up to them. Are you getting the point? Actually, the operation, the senses, the number of senses that a man, a believer, is adept in functioning in and with is dependent many, many times on maturity and skills. Skills and maturity. Let me give you an example. Now, when a baby is in the womb, do you know the baby, when at some point he has eyes, he can't use it there. He has ears, he can't use it there. He has legs, he can't use it there. Huh? So when the baby is brought to another region, suddenly the baby will realize that this eyes is for seeing. I'm trying to tell you that there are many senses, organs that you have, and many of them have not become functional because you have not approximated to a certain realm in the spirit where their functions are needed. Are you with me? You are still a babe now. Not be so. You don't need many things. Some of the things you are praying for is not a need, is growth dependent. When you come there, you say, so this thing happened like this, eh? I want to use my own story, but let me leave it. I'm teaching you this thing and I'm praying for you. Lift up your hands. I'm praying for you that God will make you to see the practical dimension of this beyond the things I teach. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Now, listen to me. The reason why I'm saying this is that seasons will come, and the only way God can speak and communicate with you is through these senses. Are you getting the point? Huh? So men that are not matured, they are already used to dreams and vision. But matured men in the spirit, they can sense some things, and they will tell you that this will happen. There is no vision, there is no revelation. Actually, these senses can, in the natural, it can also be felt in tangibilities. But this one I spoke about now is spiritual, and it is constant. The tangibilities are also constant too. This is what I mean by sensing by tangibilities. Sometimes you can stand like this, and then your left hand will start shaking. Huh? I know you don't know what it means yet. Or your right hand will start shaking. Which one shakes for you? Let me give you another example. Some of you come to a point and you come to make a decision on a matter. Somebody asks you, what should I do about this? Or you face quickly want to make a decision. And suddenly you hear on your right ear. It has happened to you before. That is the practical dimension, tangible dimension of the function that Moses, the priest, had. Huh? It is called the Urim and Thummim. So sometimes, remember, are you with me? Remember when the Amalekites took all the women that was with David, huh? And burned down Ziklag? Wait. Give me 5 more minutes. I need to say this. Okay, play. Let's stop here. You remember that time? What happened is that there was no prophet, there was no nothing. They have to take the effort. Say effort. That is to prove to you that in the Old Testament time, they know that there are many means through which God can speak. In fact, the challenge at some certain season in Israel is that there was no prophet, no effort. Nothing was happening. The voice was scarce. And in those days, the revelation of God cannot come if there is no means to trace his voice. What you saw is not yet an encounter that can inform functionality, except that there is a way we can trace voice from that encounter. Because the marching orders cannot come except there is a voice that is coming. What you had is an encounter that can still be kept in the shelves if there is no possibility of extracting a voice from it. It is from the voice we have marching orders. Are you with me? Instructions, layouts, directions, the path to follow. Men are guided. Men are instructed. Men are taught. So let me come back. So at Ziklag, the man of God wore the effort. And the effort, it contains 12 stones. This side and this side. Now this is how the Urim and Thummim works. Huh? If it is yes, go. The right side will be blinking. Huh? If it is no, don't go. The left side will be blinking. So the Urim and Thummim works on for some certain people, even physically. There is Urim and Thummim in your spirit, actually. But there is one that works literally. One of my friends, those days we are doing youth service, it was the Poblo that handed over to the Poblo that handed over to Chuka. The guy functions with the practical and physical dimension of the Urim and Thummim. One of his ears will start. Sometimes one of your ears will start burning, your left ear, and you still want to continue. You are foolish, and you are still saying, "Oh God, speak! What will I do?"
Baby, what you do? I'm in trouble. I mean,
your left ear is burning. He's telling you, don't go, don't go. Urim and Thummim. Urim and Thummim. It's a sensing. Sometimes you pray in the spirit, and sometimes we pray here, and we pray to a point, and then your 2 feet will start burning. You don't know what it means. You don't know that what it means is that a transport system has been provided for you, that you can now take a journey in God. I know you don't know. You don't know. So when some of us appear, I will not say my feet, I will say that there are transport systems provided. How did I know? Ask me how I knew. Because my 2 feet are burning, and I know that we can take a journey to the mountains of God. Sometimes I will appear, and suddenly I will feel as if they covered me with the wings of the cherub, and I will tell you that the glory of God is in this place, because the men that carry the glory, they have come. Those men can't appear until the glory comes. Are you with me? They only appear when the glory of God is at stake, either to administrate the glory or to fight for the glory. They don't just come to bring the glory. They also come to fight for the glory. The seraphs of fire. These are tangible dimensions of the speakings of God. These are sensings. Are you with me? You just sense it. The sensing of the inner and the sensings of tangibilities. When you are educated on it, you will find out that they are constant. Most times for you, one sense means one thing. Anytime it comes. Anytime it comes, your right hand starts shaking. You tell them that the healing anointing is here. God is about to heal. And they were thinking that Jesus just, one angel came and told you, I'm going to heal. Sometimes, when the healing anointing comes, you will now notice, are you with me? That it can be just, you stretch your hand and 3 of your fingers is shaking. Out of all your 5 fingers, 3 is shaking. What you don't know is that God is telling you that there are 3 major kinds of sickness He wants to heal. And it will always be constant. 1 finger shake, 1 sickness, 2 sickness, 3. And as long as you pray, you will notice that the healing that will happen here, we measure on 3 kinds of issues. How many of you went with us to Orift? There are 3 major issues that is handled. Almost everybody had the same issue. So how do I know? Once I see it, sometimes I will start asking the Holy Ghost, what is it? And I will tell you that everybody that has pain here, it will go. Ulcer, we go. Say, how did this man know? You say, hey, you big man of God. He's not big man of God. You have the same thing. Most times I don't function by gift. So I function by this. The reason why I have to function by it is that I'm a builder. I'm a constructor. I'm an instructor. That means I have to live a certain kind of life that is not too special that another man can live it. So my kind of life is that if you give yourself to the prayer I pray, the fasting I fast, the kind of righteous living I have, the things I do, you have my result. Many of you are proofs that what I say is true already. If it's not true, you can't lead prayer the way you do. Somebody takes mice and thunders, and then like the cedars of Lebanon, the heart of men will be cracked into 2. It is a proof that it is born of the spirit, and if it is born of the spirit, it can be replicated. When you open your mouth to speak, it will seem as if the chambers of your heart enlarged, and the forces that will come from your belly to bring out the heartbeat of God, the burdens of God, will be so heavy that when a man hears it, it will leave him with inexplicable burden, such that he cannot escape it. It will afflict you into the place of prayer. When you hear men like us talk, the next thing is to pray. I can't beg you. No, I can't. It's an affliction for
from the throne of God.
It's a proof that men have touched things in the spirit and have downloaded dimensions of God such that others can be ferried there. It is born of the spirit. It can be replicated.
The Bible says, and they beat them the use of the bow. I want you to pray in the next 1 minute and ask God, beat me how to use the bow, the perceptions of the spirit, the intuition. These bows are in their hands. But every Israelite is not for the pastors, it's not for the priest, it's not for the prophets. Every Israelite was beat how to use the bow. Teach me.
Give me the use of the ball.
Aye, pata kambre, stapa kata kabra tapa bebanatai, kiambre ko pata kapanta, shaka panta papataria, iya kapanta papa kambre, sapata kabra tapata kampa katara. Aika pakampa kakata zapa banta papa kuwa abre kapata kapampetia aisa pena kakampe toka patala rapata papena taka pemate apianta papa kuwa rapata papa panta papa kuate kakata papa penate rapata pepumpe abra kapata kapante mama kapetua azepata papena daria iambe iambre kapampetata isa papa kapada Rakapatora, Atepaya, Aikata Ponta, beat me the use of the bow, Atenatapata. Every Israelite is taught on the use of the bow. It's not for the priest, it's not for the prophet, it's for everyone, everyone. Oh my God, Atena, Atakambra, everyone amongst our ranks. We've been taught by you. Abalia, Abrekupa Taska Pena. Pray for 1 more minute. Adima Kambre, Anso Papanta Kapata, Rapapa Kataka, Rapapa Kamba. Somebody pray. You can't be ignorant. Your spirit have to be taught. Oh, you will be skilled, you will be skilled. Batalha, rapapanta papapa capenha, aprecapata patasca, rapapapa matata capata, sapeta panata papate, abracapata capambra, yapatata patacapapa, yapatapanda pata, abracapata capatatia, I tepepepepe papa capa, abracapata capa, abracapata capa. Somebody make this a prayer, make it a prayer, make it a prayer.